Attorneys for folks living in Flint now say they are set to announce two more class action lawsuits against the Michigan governor, Rick Snyder, and others. Just over this weekend, protesters, including Reverend Jesse Jackson and filmmaker Michael Moore, demanded justice for the entire Flint community.
This is not a natural disaster.
Right.
This is not a mistake. They hid this from the federal government. And in doing so, they knew that the people here did not have the political power to do anything about it.
The people of Flint have been betrayed. Yes, some of you think they could drink the water, bathe in the water, wash in the water, and have clean air, and it seems to be a man-made disaster. If it's a man-made disaster, there are legal and political consequences to that.
Joining me now, Virginia Tech Professor Mark Edwards. Professor, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you were the lead researcher of this group, conducted a bunch of tests on Flint's water. You know, you were first to publicly identify these high levels of lead in the water. In the very beginning, how did you know, or what tipped you off?
A mother in Flint, Michigan, actually figured out her child had been lead poisoned from the water, and she'd reached out to an EPA employee, Mr. Miguel Del Toro, who came to her house and inspected it and determined that Flint was not following federal corrosion control laws. So we started working with this mother in particular and other Flint residents to test the safety of their water, and Miguel wrote it up in a memo that Flint was not following federal law in June. And it's now become clear from our Freedom of Information Act request that EPA knew about this in April. And the regional administrator and a political employee decided to remain silent about this. So this truly represents a betrayal of the public trust. Not only by the State Department of Environmental Quality, first and foremost, but also by a political appointee of the United States Environmental Protection Agency.